On this solemnity of Pentecost, we commemorate the event in Jerusalem when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, our Blessed Lady, and others who were gathered and awaited that promised gift from the Lord Jesus. But this is not simply a remembrance. It's not some long past event that has no practical bearing on our lives today. This celebration was the beginning of something that remains with us, remains in effect even to our day. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. He proceeds, as we say in the Creed, from the Father and the Son. Or we might say he proceeds from the Father through the Son. The Holy Spirit has many names: the Holy Ghost, the Counselor, the Spirit of Truth, and on and on. The mission of the Spirit is to alight on each one of us, those who profess the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes upon us first in baptism, and then, as we are confirmed, we receive that mature gift of the Spirit, and we receive that ability to go out then and to proclaim and follow the mission of the Holy Spirit, which is to guide and strengthen the church here on earth. Each of us is invited to cooperate with the Spirit. We're invited to go forth, to proclaim Jesus, to proclaim the good news. And the more we do that, the more we come in tune with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to speak in and through each one of us. Jesus says in the Gospel today, "Peace be with you." I ask you, what does that mean? What is the peace that comes from God? It's a very different peace than what comes from the world. The peace that comes from God is the very presence of the Holy Spirit, the very presence of the Holy Spirit resting upon us. The peace that comes from God is a knowledge that we are following God. We are following His plan for our lives. That we are living according to the truth. That we are not opposed to God, but rather we are united to God and the life that God is residing in our souls. This is the only kind of peace that is real and the only kind of peace that is lasting. This is the only kind of peace that will be good for us or will remain with us. Now, there are many errors in our day, many things that try to tell us that peace comes from something else, other sources. We make peace by being politically correct, or we make peace by giving offense, or by not giving offense to others, by accommodating others, by silencing opposition. We make peace by shaming others into silence. We make peace by avoiding the truth. These are the kind of peace that we hear about in our society at times. This is the kind of peace that we get apart from God. Any peace which is separated from God is not really going to unite us. It's not going to knit up old wounds that have been caused by different things. It's not going to resolve problems in our day. And this is clearly evident when we look around us and see things in our society, in our country, that are kind of going crazy right now. We are living in a time when people have turned their back on God and have decided that they can create their own morality. They can set up their own values, their own truths. All these constructs, which are predicated upon the underlying principle that we are our own masters. We are separated from any other higher power and that we have no need for God in our lives. We do see, as a result of these constructed things, this kind of constructed world, which is opposed to the teachings of the church and which is set up in opposition to the kingdom of God. What do we see as a result? Really, the ruin of humanity. Society's refusal to value what God has created as He created it has led us down a path of self-destruction. Truth is totally trampled upon in this circumstance. Let's look at a few examples. We see the separation of the procreative act from God's purpose for it. The result is often abortion, divorce, broken families, pornography, violence, the list goes on. We have generations of people who have been affected by the disregard of God's design for our sexuality. Another example, the rejection of the reality that God has made us with a purpose, that each one of us has an identity that's intrinsic to our bodies. The result, we create ourselves, we choose our own purpose. We make for ourselves what is right and wrong. We even now choose whether we ought to be male or female. The total rejection and legitimate authority is another example. We have replaced our legitimate authority, God, with celebrities or corporate heads or media sources who take up this role of dictating their demands. To those who do not bow, they will suffer the consequences. These and other errors have led us into this tidal wave of brokenness in our society. None of us is unaffected. Some of us by our own choice, and many of us by the choices of others. The effects are everywhere, and we look around and we see there's lots of hurt, lots of need for healing. And nor has the flock of God been spared. All of us are affected. Suffice it to say, we are living in a time when many, many people are in need. We have bought into the errors of our day and are living in a way that is contrary to God's plan for us, many, many of us. So how are we to respond? How do we respond to this? What do we do? You know, I've seen some people begin to panic or to express their outrage or their anger. They point out the different problems around them. They wring their hands. They speak of the end times or doomsday kind of things. But that's not really how we should respond as Catholics. Rather, our response must be to find the peace that comes with Christ. The peace that Christ offers his apostles today and he offers to us too. Put your trust in the Lord. Follow where he leads you. Don't spend your energy bewailing the problems. Instead, in this great feast of Pentecost, let us invite the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us. Let the Spirit of Christ abide in you. Now, practically, what does that mean? It means living your faith. It means praying daily, weekly worship at Mass, immersing yourselves in God, a God-centered life. We find activities that bring us closer to God and avoid those that lead us from the Lord. It means being informed, and perhaps it does mean at times, you know, boycotting certain places or shopping in places where we know that they support the faith or they support the values that we hold up. Perhaps it means at times that we find ways to reach out, to bring our wounds before the Lord. Each of us has deep wounds, things that have happened to us. We need to go to the Lord with those things. And as we're healed, we can also share that with the people around us and reach out with compassion to those who have been broken by the circumstances of their lives. It means we encounter those around us. It means we show them who God is and what it means to live in his peace and his truth by the way that we live our lives. The world might be going, you know, down the tubes, we might say, but if we live the life in the Spirit, we can remain in peace. We can remain in his peace in the face of whatever comes. St. Paul reminds us, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. My brothers and sisters, on this day, this Feast of Pentecost, we have a real opportunity. It has a real bearing on our lives. I wish to invite you to reach out to the Holy Spirit today in the days ahead. Maybe you've never invited the Spirit in, or maybe you've done it in the past, but it's been a while. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you, to guide you, to live in you. Allow the Spirit to enter into your lives that you may enter into this life in the Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. O God, who didst instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same Spirit to truly be wise, and ever to rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord.